The World to Come. The Restored Church of God presents David C. Pack.
I'm standing in the region of Northern Galilee, in Capernaum, on the site of the very synagogue Jesus Christ worshipped in, and where Jesus conducted much of his early ministry. Jesus Christ is renowned the world over. His name is familiar in every culture, whether one professes to be Christian, atheist, or of any other religion. Most have opinions about him, regardless of their beliefs about who he was and what he taught. His name stirs great controversy. Yet, despite worldwide recognition, despite billions professing to follow him, despite all the knowledge circulating about Jesus, the true Jesus Christ remains unknown even to Christianity. Is it possible the central figure of a religion could be unknown to almost all who profess to follow him? The answer has everything to do with a different, false Jesus having been foisted on an unsuspecting world. Opinions range widely about who and what was Jesus Christ, as well as what he means in today's world. But few disagree that he forever changed the course of history and civilization. Through the centuries, thousands of books, stories, television documentaries, films, and even novels have been written and produced about Jesus Christ. Hundreds of thousands of churches have been erected in his name. Millions have claimed to be his ministers, and billions have professed him Lord and Savior. What is your view of Jesus? What image does his name evoke? Perhaps a thin, long-haired man in a flowing white robe? Maybe a baby in a manger with three wise men giving him gifts on December 25th? Or a crucified figure in a loincloth with trickles of blood oozing from him? Possibly Easter eggs and sunrise services? Or the Christmas season? What about Jesus pleading with people to give their hearts to him, adding, "Just show love to all people and accept me into your hearts to be saved"? Or walking through villages giving money to the poor? Or saying, "Just believe in me, obedience is no longer necessary"? These and other well-known views of Jesus Christ have been driven into the minds of countless billions over the centuries. Though commonly believed, and they are, these images and perceptions fail the test of careful biblical and historical examination. The popular mainstream ideas about the supposed Christ of the Bible and what he taught simply do not measure up to the facts, what have been largely unassembled facts. Most have accepted without question what they have heard, read, or were taught throughout their lives about Christ and the teachings he brought. These same people usually vigorously defend their beliefs while feeling no need to examine proof of why they believe what they do or to consider how they came to such beliefs. Human nature follows the crowd, which follows what is popular. This has been the case with virtually every one of the widely accepted teachings, traditions, and practices of mainstream Christianity. Few are aware or even care that these have been taken almost entirely from paganism, false customs, and human reasoning, and not from the Bible. Most of the teachings of Christendom have no biblical basis whatsoever, and in many cases, Jesus actually commands the exact opposite. Thus, the Jesus Christ of the Bible has been left out of professing Christianity, unknown to vast millions, hidden in a cloud of deceit, confusion, lies, and commonly accepted falsehoods. He has been replaced, counterfeited, and substituted with another Jesus, one entirely different, and the one the Apostle Paul warned against in 2 Corinthians. Notice, "For if he that comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, you might well bear with him," meaning you put up with it, he warned the Corinthians. Jesus, who grew up in a strong, commandment-keeping, middle-class family of parents, brothers and sisters living in humble circumstances, observed the weekly Sabbath. But his family also observed the annual holy days, which picture God's plan of salvation for mankind. Consider more contrast between the counterfeit and the true Jesus. Jesus was reared a Galilean and as a rugged carpenter, and therefore was looked down upon for not being cosmopolitan or a recognized religious scholar, or as having come from aristocracy, like his contemporaries in Jerusalem. And his physical appearance, as foretold centuries earlier, was at best average, far from the handsome image promoted by Hollywood. Christ was born when anticipation of the Messiah's impending arrival was in the air, and when Rome changed from a republic to a conquering empire, clearing the way for the gospel of the kingdom to spread to diverse kingdoms, cities, cultures, regions, and territories. Before starting his ministry, Christ defeated Satan in a titanic battle of wills and qualified to replace him in ruling the earth. He then called the disciples from humble origins right around this place, and with his Father's guidance, personally prepared them through an intense training period to become apostles. Jesus healed the sick, raised the dead, cast out demons, and preached the gospel to the poor. He shattered myths and changed lives. Yet, despite these and spectacular miracles such as walking on water, feeding thousands with a few pieces of fish and bread, and other marvelous acts, leaders would not accept his words or his authority. Christ preached a message that is today entirely unknown to the multiplying, disagreeing, and competing churches of professing Christianity. It was the good news of the kingdom of God, a coming world supergovernment that would bring justice, equity, peace, happiness, abundance, and prosperity to all peoples and nations. This centerpiece of Jesus' ministry is another of the many things he taught that so few have heard and almost no one believes. Unlike anything ever written about Jesus Christ, this book, The True Jesus Christ Unknown to Christianity, accurately examines the life and teachings of the most influential person in history. It takes you on an extraordinary and gripping journey and correctly answers all the greatest questions about him, straight from the Bible and secular history. You can learn what only a tiny few have understood. What did the real Jesus look like? What was his life's purpose, his ultimate mission? When was he born? Has he always existed? What did it mean that he was the prophesied Messiah, the Christ? Did he abolish the Ten Commandments? Was his gospel about himself? What did he teach of when one is born again? What did Jesus teach about the Passover? And what about observance of other days? Who will rule with him during the millennium? What is the kingdom of God, and where did the other Jesus come from? Almost none accurately understand much of Jesus' family life, social environment, and the first century world he lived in, as well as how he was both God and man, what his coming achieved, and the purpose of his triumphant return. Have you comprehended the long, agonizing hours during which Jesus was illegally arrested, tried, humiliated, tortured, and subjected to the worst instrument of execution devised by men? What about his clash with Satan and how this determined the ultimate destiny of all nations? And what of how that battle is tied to the true gospel? All these questions and many more demand plain, easy to understand answers. The book brings them. The most difficult thing for any person is to admit being wrong. Unlearning false knowledge and learning true knowledge in its place is not easy. This can be a shattering, painful experience. Throwing aside all preconceived ideas is very difficult for almost all. Do not discount facts and truth simply because you are unfamiliar with a belief. Investigate your Bible for what is revealed. Sadly, most will not be like the Bereans of the book of Acts who received the word, it says, that's Paul's preaching, with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. What will you do? A single book can change people forever. The true Jesus Christ, unknown to Christianity, does this. Prepare to be shocked at its contents. Bringing God's perspective, and in plain language, it is based entirely on Scripture and known facts of history. It examines in depth the life, ministry, and teachings of Jesus as never before, and excludes popular tradition, theory, and opinion, the usual approach to his life. I repeat, there has never been a book like this one. But you will not realize this unless you read it all and with an open mind. Most have no idea there is a true Jesus and a false one, let alone how to discern which is which. Nor have they any idea the vast range of well-defined customs and teachings separating them. Therefore, almost impossible to believe, nearly the whole world worships the wrong one. One is well known to the world. But you will soon have absolutely no doubt the true Jesus Christ is unknown to Christianity. He could be about to enter your view for the first time. Another Jesus and the true Jesus Christ stand before you. You cannot claim to serve and believe the true, the right Jesus while copying the path and teachings of the wrong one. Which you follow in conduct and teachings becomes the greatest choice you will ever make. Until next time, from the shores of Galilee, this is David C. Pack saying goodbye, friends.
This program was made available by Restored Church of God members and donors from around the globe. Explore our vast library of literature and other World to Come programs, which are all made available free of charge. To learn more or to find a local congregation, contact us to receive a personal response from a minister.